This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Browns are going to London, playing the Vikings, October 5th. Game time, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. Love it.
There is one, I don't know what you would, is this even an advantage, but what, Minnesota is going to be over there?
Yes.
Two straight weeks.
It will be an advantage. They will be adjusted. Does that mean we have a bye week before or after?
I would assume after.
October 5th is early for a bye week, or the week before.
I mean,
we've had
week 4 and week 5. We had it week 5 2 years ago.
Yeah, I'd be willing to bet that if you're going to have a bye week around there, a bye week be after. But that don't help. That doesn't help you get adjusted. How early do you go out there?
Well, the game starts at 9:30.
So on Sunday.
There by 9:15.
Okay, that's enough.
Don't want to miss that coin toss.
You probably go out there, what do you think, Monday? You leave right after
as
your game?
As a team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you go as soon as your game is over. If you're playing a Sunday night game before, hopefully you're playing like a Thursday night game before.
Right. Yeah, get your ass on the plane.
To maybe mitigate any kind of advantage that there might be.
Is it sad or impressive that I remember that they were up at halftime in that game? And they were. They were up 13-12.
A little bit of both.
Yeah. You got to pick one, though. I'm going to pick sad, right?
I think sad that you said up, but it was only 1 point, so it was marginal at
best. It was also a season that they didn't win a game, so being up 1 point is, hey.
And the final score looks like they got hammered. They lost like 33-16.
Where was that in the year?
Middle.
Okay.
Which Daryl got the initial year wrong. He said 2016. It was 2017, because that was the year they didn't win anything. But I remember it was the middle of the year. They played at the old stadium. Because I remember the press box, according to Jason Gibbs, didn't have much like room. I think they kind of did the game like amongst the crowd.
That's where soccer announcers do the game. If you ever watched any of that Ted Lasso, man, they're sitting right in the middle of
it. Are you serious?
Yeah.
They put Ian Dark right there in the middle of the fans?
Get him right there.
No, that can't be. They can't do that.
Yes.
They can't do that.
I mean, that is where we're doing basketball games from here. It's in the club level.
Well, yeah, they're sitting right in the middle. You're separated from the fans.
And really, TV is doing that now. No, Ken, there are seats
not by
right
that
beside
far,
it.
Right. Yeah, they're pretty close now.
Jim Jones sits beside a season ticket holder.
Which sucks if you're sitting like right behind Jim Jones because he's 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get your tickets moved.
You can't tell him, hey, need you to move. He's like, I'm doing the game.
Well, what if he's sitting down? He's probably sitting down. Can't you see if he's sitting down?
I think he's still a giant.
Blocking out.
So do you have any take on in London before we go and get to the Cavs?
I was asking, do you think it matters to the general fan whether the Browns are good or bad before you'd want to go on a trip like that?
Well, it's London. It's a international trip. So you and the missus had to have already been thinking about an international trip.
Yeah.
And now you get two birds stoned at once because you can't just go for the game and leave. You go for all the I don't know how much time, like, I'm sure they have, like, other NFL festivities going on in the city before the game. I don't know how many of those you take in. Maybe you take in a couple. But if I'm going to London.
Well, I don't know now because I'm just looking at the schedule from September 28th, which I don't know when that is in the week, like, what week of NFL football that is. It's 4, I think, maybe. So September 28th until November 9th. No, until October 19th. They have a game. They have a European game that starts at 9:30 every week.
Yes.
I mean, they play back-to-back. We're the first game at Hotspur Stadium. And then the Jets and the Broncos are the next week. If they're doing a big, I could get that they would do it if it was one game, but we're so, how many seasons have they been doing this now?
It's the novelty is out.
I don't know if you're getting a big festival for it.
Boy, that's a good question. I can tell you this. There is no chance. I've never been to London, and that is on, you know, the list of places I would like to go if I had a chance.
Is that you and your wife have talked about maybe,
yes,
like,
yes.
Liz, don't want to go with me. She told me to take Axel. I swear to God. Swear to God.
Well, I can tell you, there is absolutely
football?
There is absolutely no chance that my wife would allow the football game to eat into the limited time that we have on any kind of a vacation.
There's a town.
She would just say, why wouldn't you? You can just go to a Browns game anytime.
Yes.
And then certainly there's no way I'd be like, yeah, but the NFL is doing a tailgate so we can go and drink and eat. And she'll be like, so we're going to hang out with people from Cleveland in London.
Well, if she's just
why are
that
we doing
attitude
that
about everything, then what the hell?
Why are we doing that?
Food instead of going to whatever.
So she'd be like, this doesn't sound like a London trip. This sounds like a West 6 trip, a Muni Lot trip.
It's a very far east.
Yeah, but you get to do it in London.
Yeah.
So we'll all get to meet. You get to see other things, too. It's not like you're just going to West Park Station the whole time. Like, you're going to go to other places.
But this would take 8 hours of the day away from doing the other things that you could do in
this
London.
This is what you're doing.
Well,
on
she doesn't
that
have
day
to be a part of any of it. She can just go and ass off wherever if she wants to. I'm going to go to the Browns game. Well, you make her out to be not a very nice lady.
But I can understand it. Like, the last thing I would want to do, like, when you go on your cruise ships, you don't want to wear a Cleveland shirt and just talk to Cleveland people on your cruise ship. Like, you could do that anyway.
It is an easy way to start a conversation, though.
It is, yeah.
Easy way to make friends. Easy way to maybe get some people involved.
That's true.
You might
a recruiting
get
trip.
In. Yeah. I'm always recruiting, man. Always doing it. Yeah, Liz told me she don't want to fly over there. Because I always said, I'm going to go over there. And if I just take Axel, it's going to be weird to just take Axel. Because she's got to go. I'm going to want to get loaded at some point in England or in Ireland or something like that. But I said, there's a town outside.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
...of London called Guildford, and that's originally where my family comes from. And I said, wouldn't it be cool to go there and obviously see that town and get some dirt and bring some of that dirt back? Maybe take some of our dirt in the borough and take it over there. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be cool.
No,
yeah, why
care
not? Let's
all
do
right
it.
Cavs. Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell has to think about his future, whether or not he's going to play tonight, according
if
to
he
Tone.
He truly cannot play.
Then he cannot play. But if he can go at all, well, you got to go.
If he cannot go to London.
Kenny's going to have some fish and chips.
If I can go, I'll just go to Arthur Treacher's or open them back up again. 26.
What's a pie and mash?
Shut up. Shut your mouth. They call it Scran over there.
Oh, you mean of the Guildford Kermans?
Yeah. Line up the know them. Yeah, line up the bangers and mash. Let's go.
Shut up. Shut
if
up.
He truly cannot play, then he cannot play. But if he can go at all, boy, you gotta go.
I hate you both. I hope you're in the same car. Robert in Brecksville. Hello.
Unfortunately, Lima, I do agree with your wife. There's pros and cons to both of it, two sides of the coin. If you've never been to London before, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt that, considering, not saying that she's married to you, but she's married to a guy that lives, eats, and breathes sports as a career, as a form of money, as a paycheck, I'll give her that. But like, if you've been to London a number of times, then yeah, you could afford to get 4, 6, 8 hours to tailgating. There's a few events I think that are happening, just like local Browns fans that are putting something together there to like tailgating a few events. But like, she's never been there, you've never been there, so it's like, I agree with her. But if you've been there before, then yeah, obviously it's like, it's, you know, Ken, Lima, Owen, let's go hang out and drink beer for 6 hours, and then we could go walk the, you know, London Bridge or something.
I think it makes it an easy trip. Thank you for the call, down. Robert. I think it might be an easy trip for anybody who might have been like, maybe they're on the fence. They're like, okay, I get to go see the Browns over in London. That might be fun. I don't really have any. I got to tell you, as a vacationer, I don't think I have a, I'm not necessarily Rick Steves here. I don't think I'd have a big interest in, no offense, Berlin, Madrid, not really a big Spain guy. Sao Paulo, no. London, Dublin, down with that. If they played Italy.
Sao Paulo is a very long
possibly
trip from London.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying, of all the different places that they play in, London and Dublin would be the first two. I never really wanted to go to Germany. Not really a big German.
No?
Yeah.
My wife's side has German heritage.
For like a year. I'm not against Germans.
Side, I think it'd be better.
I just have no interest in really going to Germany.
Between Joe Thomas and his coaching, Brian Hoyer's been helping launch like some football thing over there.
Again, I am not against Germans. Listen to me. I just don't want to go there.
Seems to be. Sorry, are you detecting?
I'm not against rappers. I'm not against them either. Frank in Washington, get us back on track, please.
I'll tell you what, I've about had it with
this show.
It's about time.
Yeah.
These injuries that are piling up for us that seem like, all right, you know, they're not great, but if you can walk, you need to be playing. It's as simple as that. And, you know, if Donovan really
if he truly
move,
cannot play, then he cannot play.
Then he cannot play
at all. Frank, we gotta go.
I you know what? It part of me is like this, and this is kind of like fortifying everything that we've been saying about them for really the entire year, which is that they lack an element of toughness. And I'm about to the point where I think that Kenny Atkinson should just put in Tristan Thompson if Miles Turner and all these guys are going to start bullying
he
them.
Had a nice block. He had a nice block in garbage time the
there
other
have
night.
Been so many people who
they
just want Tristan Thompson to go out there and
points
swing
of their
people.
Deficit.
Put somebody in that, so just put somebody in that's going to play with a little bit of physicality. But it's like, I don't know why you're laughing. I'm freaking out over
you
here.
You should sign the Nasty Boys for a one-game contract. I mean, Frank, I understand you're frustrated, honestly. And thank you for listening, and thank you very much for the call.
Sacks has that step back three.
Tristan Thompson, plus 12 wow. last game. Plus 12. Donovan Mitchell, minus 35. So you just put Tristan Thompson in, take Donovan Mitchell out, boom.
That's right.
You're playing against Mark Jackson off the bench for the Pacers in that game. I'd expect
I'm going
to
repeat
plus
myself,
12.
Plus 12. Okoro, plus 15. Craig Porter Jr., plus 14.
Wow.
I mean, why are they not playing
why
more?
Why are these guys not starting?
How is the coach of the year not realizing his assets are all on the bench?
You are the worst. Spiro Dede is going to join us at 9:22.
Jalen Tyson, plus 12. Ken referenced him earlier.
Yeah, it was by mistake. We get one caller who is yelling at Mitch, making fun of me.
I know
it.
One thing. Jason Tatum, no longer available. Jalen Tyson, available.
If he truly cannot play, then he cannot play. But if he can go at all, well, you gotta go.
You gotta
go to break. Spiro.
Playing for Spiro. Gotta play for Spiro.
Oh, what do you think the rejoin is?
Well, you gotta go.
Ken, you're still on the air.
Well, you gotta go. I gotta do a live read.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.